India beat South Africa by an innings and 202 runs in third test, win series 3-0.
Bangladesh tour of India in doubt as players go on strike. Virat Kohli enforces follow-on for 8th time to become most successful Indian test captain. Call-ups for Musa Khan, Naseem Shah as Pakistan undergoes shake-up. PV Sindhu, Saina Nehwal look to end poor run of results at French Open. Kei Nishikori out of rest of the season with right arm elbow injury.
India wrapped up a 3-0 series whitewash as South Africa were bowled out for 133 in the second innings in the third test in Ranchi, giving the hosts victory by an inning and 202 runs. After India posted a mammoth 497 for 9 on the scoreboard thanks to Rohit Sharma's double century and Ajinkya Rahane's ton, South Africa folded for 162 in the first innings and Virat Kohli enforced the follow-on. Mohammad Shami and Umesh Yadav have been the stars with the ball for India in this test match. Meanwhile, debutant Shahbaz Nadeem, who took 2 for 22 in the first innings, picked up the wickets of Thinius De Bruin and Lungi Ngidi off consecutive deliveries in his first over of the fourth day to secure the win for India.
Pakistan have included uncapped teenage pacers Musa Khan and Naseem Shah for the upcoming tour of Australia in a test lineup that's undergone plenty of changes, looking to bring about a different brand of cricket under new captain Azhar Ali. Joining the about duo is the list of uncapped pacers, our opener Abid Ali and left-arm spinner Kashif Bhatti. Additionally, middle-order batsman Iftikhar Ahmed, who played his sole test 3 years ago, has been recalled, as it right-arm seamer Imran Khan. Virat Kohli reached another distinction as Indian captain when he enforced a follow-on for a record 8th time during the third test against South Africa in Ranchi. India bowled out South Africa for a paltry 162 runs to take a lead of 335 runs on the third day of the test at JSCA International Stadium Complex. Indian captain Virat Kohli enforced the follow-on for the 8th time in his career as test captain, surpassing Mohammad Azharuddin's mark of 7. Bangladesh's upcoming tour of India starting November 3 is in doubt as the players of the national side called for a press conference in Dhaka and announced that they will not take part in any cricketing activities unless an 11-point demand made to the cricket board is met. This also means they will not take part in the ongoing National Cricket League season as well as the upcoming camp for the tour of India. World champion PV Sindhu would look to snap her recent run of early exits when she begins her women's single campaign at the French Open badminton tournament in Paris on Tuesday. Since claiming her maiden World Championships title in August, Sindhu has looked awfully out of form as she has failed to cross the second round in 3 tournaments. She faltered in the second and first round at the China Open and Korea Open respectively last month. World number 8 Saina Nehwal, who is also taking part in this BWF World Tour Super 750 event, has also been struggling with her fitness and has made 3 first-round exits in the last 3 tournaments. Kei Nishikori has decided to end his season early due to a lingering right arm and elbow injury, sources close to the matter have said. The Japanese world number 8 revealed last month the injury had been bothering him since the French Open and as a result was forced to skip the ATP Tour's Asian swing, including the Ratukan Japan Open, which has won twice. The 29-year-old, who has not played in a tournament since the US Open in August, also sat at the remainder of the 2017 season with a ruptured tendon in his right wrist.